and gentlemen, we are here. We're inside now the Vendor Expo with Mr. Dan O'Brien from NAFCU. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, just kick off. You were like marathon man running up Diamond Head. I saw the pictures and stuff on the conference app. How was that?
Had to get a little sightseeing in early morning, so ran from the hotel all the way up to the top of Diamond Head. It was beautiful to see sunrise. Recommend everybody do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be there tomorrow.
No, I did take an Uber back.
You didn't need to disclose that. Oh my gosh. Now, all right. Wasn't such a big deal after all, Dan. All right. Now, anyway, good job up there. Hey, you just gave a talk about political and grassroots lobbying effects with Congress and the new administration. Can you give us a quick summary on what that was all about?
Yeah, we had a panel discussion, and it was with my colleagues Brad Thaler, Vice President of Legislative Affairs, and Alex Monterubio, our Director of Regulatory Affairs, and Brandy Breer, our Vice President of Compliance. And we kind of gave a talk about, the advocacy that we're doing for credit unions on Capitol Hill, and also, about how to get engaged with Capitol Hill. So my portion of the talk was talking about our grassroots efforts, specifically with the new Congress and the new administration. The new administration's got a, different tone in terms of wanting to provide regulatory relief. And so we're really soliciting from our members, what type of regulatory relief do they want? And what's going to be effective in making credit unions better and stronger and able to grow. And so we've been engaging with our members, and our members have been engaging with us, giving us positive feedback, helping us be able to form those policy positions, but also giving us, plenty of real life examples, to the administration, to members of Congress about what is truly, hurting them or not helping them, be able to do business better for their members.
Is this kind of like a strike while the iron's hot type of thing? Let's get in there and let's make some changes now while they're receptive and while there's not a whole lot of goofiness going on?
Not really strike while the iron's hot. I mean, this is an ongoing process that was happening before the election.
Oh, okay.
We had met with the transition team. We had met with, President or candidate Trump's, policy shop, before he was even the nominee, as we did with all the nominees at the time, and started building a relationship and started figuring out what was important to him, Obviously, what he said on the campaign trails, what he's implementing right now, and we needed to be in there on the front lines, really advocating that credit unions shouldn't be taxed. These are why credit unions are important. Here's the regulatory relief that we need. What we have seen since the election is we've seen a different tone from the regulators, wanting to be more collaborative. We have seen, some executive orders passed that, Board Member McWaters talked about a little bit yesterday, and we're really just trying to continue that momentum that we're doing.
Very good. What are a couple of takeaways for the audience that you provided in your talk for them? What can they take back to their credit unions and kind of like, hey, this is a great idea, or this is a great thing to implement, or something along those lines?
Absolutely, yeah. We talked about a couple different things, during our session about how to better engage with members of Congress and the administration. As I had said in our talk, policy discussions aren't just happening in Capitol Hill. They're happening in social media every day. And for members of Congress to get better engaged with their members of Congress, tweeting at them, writing Facebook messages, really being able to advocate with them, sending them letters, and having one-on-one meetings with them and inviting them to their credit unions. There's a congressional recess coming up in August. They're going to be home for about 6 to 8 weeks. It's prime time to really engage with them. And then, post that recess, we have our congressional caucus coming up. And it's a fly-in. It's an opportunity to come to D.C. and really hear from the regulators, members of Congress, and meet with them as a collective group and voice, and really show them that, we're a force, and we're here, and we want you to pay attention to us.
Yeah, your caucus conference is, that's kind of redundant, but but the Congressional Caucus is one of my favorite conferences. I love that. And if you're like really into the politics type thing and you want to get your voice heard and meet these people one-on-one, face-to-face, that's a really good conference to do it because they're all there.
It's an excellent opportunity whether you've been with your credit union for 30 years or you're a first-time employee at a credit union or board member, because you will have some seasoned people walking you through every step of the way of how to meet with your member of Congress, what is important policy issues or legislation that's going on. You'll get those updates, you'll have the tools, and you'll be making a huge impact for the industry.
So why is this so important right now? It seems like it grows in importance each year because the pressure from the banks, they're always trying to take away the tax exemption thing, and there's all sorts of battles going on in between. So it seems like it's growing in importance every year.
Well, there's quite frankly been gridlock in Congress for a long time. It takes bipartisan support to get things done,
right. And
it's really hard work. And so we don't want our members to get deterred. We want people to continue to build momentum, build relationships with their members of Congress, and continue to advocate. So in terms of each year, we're trying to build on those building blocks and, you know, become a more collective voice for the industry. So that way that our voice is heard and we can beat back any of the bank attacks that they have on our CU tax exemption or anything else that they try to come at us with.
What's a message that resonates really well with Capitol Hill right now that you've seen, like, hey, you know, the light bulb goes on, so to speak? What's a really good message that credit unions can use?
I mean, they want to hear from their constituents first and foremost.
Right.
You know, we develop the policy positions from our members and, you know, NAFCI's board, and we go there. But they want to hear the real life examples. So the most important message that there is saying, why does this regulation hurt me? You know, why can't I provide a loan to a small business? Why can't I lend to my members? You being able to give those real life examples really goes a long way. It gives us, you know, so much more legs to continue to advocate with those members of Congress and say, hey, you know, this member in your district, they're having trouble giving to small businesses, or they're having trouble giving somebody a home loan. You need to help them out and provide them relief.
Yep. Hit the nail on the head. Those real life anecdotes, man, they go so far. What can credit unions do better in this area?
Credit unions need to continue to engage their members and their boards, and be advocates and be strong. We oftentimes get folks that are engaged on a single issue. You know, the more issues you get involved in, the more you're going to build a relationship with your member of Congress and be a reliable source, you know, whether it's on economic policy, housing policy, taxation, regulatory relief. You know, try to build that whole portfolio and really build that relationship with your legislators.
Very nice. I'm going to wrap up question here for you because you got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of people in your booth over there. I want you to get over there. But 2017 outlook, based on how you've dealt with the folks on Capitol Hill and what we talked about, how do you see 2017 shaping up? We're already halfway through.
You know, it's we're over the 100-day mark now.
Yeah,
you know, and things are going on. Like I said, there's a recess coming up. The president's been persistent in wanting to get things done and wanting to shake things up in Washington in terms of moving an agenda. You know, they moved a health care bill relatively fastly in the House. You know, the Financial Choice Act just got passed out of the House. So you're seeing legislation move, and I think the momentum's there to get things done through 2017.
Yeah.
But we'll have to kind of continue to keep the pedal on the gas to see if we can keep up this momentum.
I agree. Keep being consistent with your message. Big time. All right, Dan, thank you so much.
Hey.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work, all right?